Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy, you love TV, don't you?
If it is on the Food Network, well, this, I am on it. Oh, this is not Food Network?
No, this will be on A&E. In fact, it's already started.
I love A&E, Arts and Entertainment.
Arts and Entertainment, yes. It is on A&E, and it debuted, the first episode of it debuted, about 10 days ago? Almost about a week and a half ago, I guess. It's called Ozark Law. And it is produced for the A&E network, and it is about the police in the Ozarks following them around and their daily business. To join us, it is the to join us now on the KMOX guest line, Osage Beach Police Chief Todd Davis is with us this afternoon. Hello, Chief. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Doing pretty well. Well, Chief, I have to ask you. Sometimes when a show is made about a certain area or town or field, it's a great thing, and sometimes the people in that field roll their eyes. Are you excited about this one?
We are. I'm going to say some of our guys and gals were a little skeptical at first,
yeah.
but when you stick somebody else in a patrol car with you for 12 hours, it can be a little... It could be nerve-wracking until you get to know them a little bit, I guess. But the film crews that we had with us, they became part of us, and they're good friends with us now. So.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, I could see being skeptical about it because it would almost you'd feel like it would interfere with your day-to-day work. Did it feel like they were in the way?
Not at all. Not to me. I didn't have them that much, but, when you're used to riding by yourself for 12 hours and you put somebody else in the car, you feel that you have to kind of talk with them and get to know them a little bit. And I think initially it was that, and then they got to know each other and, it made it a lot more comfortable and it was just like one of the other officers with you after a period of time.
Yeah, because I would imagine there would have to be an enormous amount of trust because did you find yourself wondering, are they going to edit this to make me look bad or to make the situation look worse? Because I think that would take a lot of trust in the person you're with.
That was some of our concerns when we first initially, when they approached us about it. What decisions do we have, or do we have any say on what's actually going to go on the air? And we actually did. We got to review all the episodes before they go on, and if it was something we didn't want or something they needed to blur out, there was that possibility that we did. Fortunate for our agency, we didn't have any of those issues. They did a great job when they were, putting the clips and everything together.
So there are three law enforcement-based shows that A&E produced that all began this month. One is Homicide Squad New Orleans. One is Fugitive Hunters Mexico. And then there's Ozark Law. Why did they pick the Ozarks? Why did they pick your police department?
Well... I don't know what her title actually is. One of the members of their team actually kind of grew up in the lake area. Mm-hmm. Their family had a spot down here at the lake, and she'd been coming here since she was a kid. And I guess when they, tossed it out for another location, we were picked. She reached out to the neighboring agency's mayor and their department, and then reached out to us and a couple other agencies here at the lake. And after a period of time, it came to fruition.
Yeah, I think, I guess the the crux of the pitch for Ozark Law is that normally Osage Beach has 5,000 full-time residents, but with tourists, that balloons to hundreds of thousands of tourists who go, you know, to the Lake of the Ozarks over the summer and those months. And so is the show focused on how you deal with an influx of tourists? Like, you've got to keep order, but that's a big change from your full-time residents to the tourists.
Is it a lot of drunk people?
You know, well, if you watch the first episode, you could see one of them.
Yes.
And you know, we have 25 commissioned officers from the chief down. So that's, you know, including our school resource officer, our detectives, and a command staff. So, you know, we deal with our 5,000 population, you know, as every other agency around us. But then from mid-May till, you know, the end of September, 1st of October, on any given weekend, we could have 100,000 people plus. And wow, we do that with the same amount of people. Mm. You know, we want everybody to come to the lake, have a great time, do it respectfully, do it safely, and get to go home. That's our overall goal. You know, sometimes things happen and, you know, people, they come to the lake and they forget
their manners.
Their manners, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. A good way to put it.
Yeah, they think this is where I can throw manners to the wind and just get plastered.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm on vacation. You know, yeah, I can do what I want. And that's not necessarily the case sometimes.
So wait, you're saying that you cannot, just because you're on vacation, do whatever you want.
Pretty much. Okay. You know, this is where we live. We raise our families and everything. It's just like, you know, everybody else back home where they live. But, you know, everybody likes to cut loose a little bit, and we know that. So we try to keep that good balance.
Yeah, that's impressive. And is there any, aside from, like you said, your initial skepticism that they might cut the film to, you know, misrepresent you guys, you put that aside, is there any vindication that you're glad that the public gets to see what you have to deal with? Like, I imagine as a police officer, so many times you're like, the public doesn't get it. They don't know what we deal with all the time. Do you feel like this kind of shows that?
I think so. You know, I was talking to another one of the guys. We were eating lunch yesterday, and we were talking about the episode, the first episode. And he's like, his wife was like, does that really, you guys deal with that every night? And we're like, not every night, but a lot of times during the summer. They were talking about the intoxicated female. And it's like, yes, we deal with that. And it's like, you know, the saying, you can't make that up.
Yeah,
and that's true. Not every day is like that. Not every night's like that. But we do see those on occasion.
Osage Beach Police Chief Todd Davis is with us on KMOX. Again, Ozark Law just started about a week and a half ago. You can watch it on A&E. So when you make a contact and you've got this camera crew with you, and the camera crew gets out of the cars, and they're, you know, you're dealing with somebody who's drunk or you're making a contact with somebody, do they look at the cameras and go, what the hell's all this? Like, how does that work when you're actually having to do work and the person you have to talk to looks up and sees a camera crew?
You know, I didn't, being the chief, I didn't have them with me on hardly at all, just here at the office, but just talking to the officers. You know, sometimes you get people that would be like, hey, I don't want to be on TV. You know, let's get this, let's handle this and take care of it real quick. And then you get others that I think they did act out a little more probably because they were on TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, why would you be on TV?
Oh, to be on TV? I'm going to take a swing then. What? It seems like that would be worse.
We did afterwards. On some occasions, we had people call up, and now that when they realized started seeing the trailers for the episodes and stuff, they're like, they'll call us up and they'll be like, hey, I'm on TV. I think I did sign that waiver, but I don't know that it's going to be a good thing that I'm going to be on this show now. So, you know, we refer them to their legal department, and, you know, they can work that out on their own. But,
oh, man.
You know, they thought it was a cool thing at the time, but then they're having second thoughts when they're,
yeah,
it's going to be national TV, just not news at the lake.
Oh, my God. My boss is going to see this.
Yeah. Well, I'm just amazed. So
wait, that is my boss.
That is my boss. Now, I haven't thought about, it's so dumb, but I didn't even think about it. If you have to get permission from these people who you are dealing with and arresting, what if it's, are there any like really, really bad crimes?
Anybody sign the waiver while they were actually in cuffs?
I don't think so. I know they reach out. There's the film, the camera guy, and then there's a media relations person that rides, that goes along with us. So there's actually actively getting signatures when the events are occurring. Usually if they're taken into custody, that happens after the fact, not, you know, they don't interfere with anything that we're doing. Say it's a crash scene or something, you know, they wait till everything's over with, and then they go talk to the people, tell them what's going on, break it down that way. But, they don't interfere with us. It's kind of like they're just in the background behind you. You kind of got to get used to their having them in your peripheral vision, yeah, per se.
Well, you're a TV star now, so you're just going to have to get used to it. And I think
fan mail's going to, I'm watching the trailer, I think these police officers are going to get fan mail.
You got any fan mail?
I don't know if anybody has yet or not.
All right, well.
Hello, I saw you on Ozark Law. I think you're going to get a few of those in your department.
Amy might send you one.
Hello.
Todd Davis, we appreciate you. Thank you. It's crazy. I grew up in this area. I have never been to the Ozarks ever.
What?
I've never
been down. You're insane.
It's nuts.
Well, you got to go down there and get arrested and be on the show.
Can I do a ride along?
Come on down. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Awesome.
We'll hook you up.
Awesome.
We'll get you one.
Todd Davis, love it. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Todd Davis, Osage Beach Police Chief. Again, the show is called Ozark Law. It is on A&E, and it debuted about a week and a half ago, so it's on right now. You should be watching it. Awesome stuff.
Love it.
We learned earlier today that the Supreme Court has upheld the ban on TikTok, which is supposed to go into effect on Sunday. So this is really happening. We've got CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum next.